Hi, this is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, "Let thy food be thy medicine." What we eat becomes the building blocks for every cell in our body. From arthritis, type 2 diabetes, blood pressure, to heart disease, food plays a crucial role in our ability to prevent and combat disease. Joy Bauer, the nutrition and health expert for today's show, joins us to share some healthy food remedies so we can feel better inside and out. Don't go anywhere. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is one of the nation's leading health authorities. She's the health and nutrition expert for the Today Show and host of NBC's new hit show, Health and Happiness. Prior to that, she was the director of nutrition and fitness for the Department of Pediatric Cardiology at Mount Sinai Medical Center and clinical dietitian for their neurosurgical team. Her many accolades include the National Media Excellence Award and the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and the American Society of Nutrition Science. She's a monthly columnist for the Woman's Day magazine, founder of Nourish Snacks, and New York Times bestselling author of 12 books. Her book, From Junk Food to Joy Food, remains my personal favorite cookbook. Her upcoming book is called Joy's Simple Food Remedies. Welcome back to the show, a listener favorite, Joy Bauer.
Aw, David, it is so nice to be here. I can't believe how long it's been since we've chatted.
I know. It's just time just flies by. It's so great to have
too
you back.
Long. Way too long.
Way too long. We got to have
really
you back.
Really happy to be here. So yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
Great to have you back. With congratulations on your new show, NBC's Health and Happiness. Share with the listeners the basis behind this great show.
It's so exciting for me. I love being able to have a media platform because, like you, you know, our passion is getting smart, realistic information out there so that people can truly follow through in a manageable way and feel better. And, you know, the segments, the regular spots that I get to do on the Today Show are awesome. You know, I love all of the hours. I love that I'm able to do a lot of Megyn Kelly now as well. But you only get about 3 to 5 minutes for each of these spots. Again, like it's truly rewarding and incredible to even have that amount of time. But now to be able to have a full 30 minutes, I can't even believe I'm saying that, but 30 minutes every single week. And sometimes we even get, a show on Saturday and a show on Sunday. So 30 minutes to 60 minutes of just nonstop, healthy, smart, engaging information that can truly touch people's lives is unbelievable. And my crew is so fun, and they're in it for the right reasons. You know, everybody's there because they share this passion for food and health and exercise and fitness, and we really cover everything. You know, my partner is the Mayo Clinic. So about 30% of the time, I'm throwing to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, and they cover things like tick prevention and getting enough sleep and, you know, all sorts of new medical innovations. And then I get to do, I mean, everything from, you had mentioned the Junk Food to Joy Food book. I do a lot of From Junk Food to Joy Food. I take indulgent, delicious, fattening favorite dishes like buffalo wings and deep dish pizza and Boston cream pie and milkshakes. And I show people how to make them in a healthy, delicious way that you could enjoy every single day without any guilt and without any regret. So it's been a lot of fun. And I also get to do some field work as well. I actually went to a farm and I milked cows and I drove one of the big tractors. So, like you, I love my job. I really do.
Yeah, I've seen every episode. I'm definitely a fan of the show. What I love is how you bring solutions to everyday issues and you answer these common questions regarding diet, nutrition, and health. I'm curious, have you experienced any aha moments, something that you learned while researching for a segment that changed your way of thinking?
I mean, nothing that I can think of right now because, almost every day is an aha moment because I wake up in the morning and I review all of the embargoed studies and I, you know, try to stay on top of everything on a daily basis. So I think like my whole life is a little bit of
right.
Aha.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
But I think one of the things that was very eye-opening to me, I do this ongoing segment called Joy Walking. So it's my version of jaywalking.
Uh-huh.
And I hit the streets in New York City And I just ask people these common everyday questions, like ketchup. Do you think that it should be refrigerated or left on the counter? Because when you consider that in restaurants, it's always on the table, you know, which is the right way to go. And people are kind of clueless about a lot of things that we would automatically think that they know, which just sort of reinforces how important it is to get sane, smart people in positions of media like you who are delivering information that could, you know, really change people's lives. So like, that was a long-winded answer to your question, but I think, like, I have aha moments every single day, for sure.
I think that ketchup being stored in the fridge is an aha moment for many people, because, like you said, you see them at room temperature sitting on the table at restaurants, and it should be in the fridge, right?
Right. So let me tell you what the answer is, because I did a lot of research to find out, like, what is the actual answer. So ketchup will actually, because of the acidity of it, will actually be okay out of the fridge. But if it gets too hot in your house, or it's not like the perfect environmental conditions and temperatures, it could go bad. So at the end of the day, once you open up your ketchup, you absolutely should keep it in the fridge. So we have to just hope that most restaurants are either well ventilated and air conditioned, and that once, you know, the customers leave and the restaurants close down, that they store it in the refrigerator or in a room that's chilled.
Yeah, that's
there
great. I had an aha moment. I was enjoying one of the segments that you did on using ice cube trays to keep things fresh. And I freeze my wheatgrass juice in ice cube trays, but I never thought about doing that with fresh herbs until I saw your segment. I used to throw mine away when they went bad. Now I'm like, aha, you don't have to.
Oh, I love that. It feels good to get an aha out of you, because you pretty much know everything within this arena. And for anybody, any of the home chefs that are listening, it's heartbreaking when you have to throw out these amazingly delicious and flavorful herbs. We tend to keep them in the refrigerator thinking, oh, we'll use them tomorrow or the next day. But a few days later when you go to use them, or, you know, God forbid, a week later, they're brown and they're like suspect, and you wind up tossing them. So if anybody didn't see the segment, You all you need to do is take all your leftover herbs, and you are going to divvy them up between the little compartments in an ice cube tray, add a little bit of water on there, and if you want to top it off with a little bit of olive oil, but you don't need to, and then just freeze it. And then when they're frozen solid, just to free up some space and the ice cube tray in the freezer, pop them out of the compartments, put them in a Ziploc bag, and they are ready to go whenever you need them. You could throw them into soup, and you know, they just melt right into the soup, or you could defrost them in the microwave, and then you could pat them dry and put them into just about anything. And I do the same thing with leftover wine. So if you open up a great bottle of wine and you don't finish it, and, like, you know, by the next day or the day after, it's not so great anymore, it's perfect for cooking. So just freeze that wine right in the ice cube trays, and then you have wine to top off sauces, marinara sauces, or bouillabaisse. All sorts of things. So that's another thing that you could do with your ice cube tray. But I didn't want to say that on Saturday morning TV. They said, don't bring up the wine.
Don't bring up the wine. That's great. Where can people go to watch the show?
The show is called Health and Happiness. It's on NBC, and it's typically on the latter part of the morning on Saturday and Sunday. So because it airs in different spots around the country and at different times, you just have to check your local listings, and you'll see it pop up. Health and Happiness.
Great.
Yeah, check it out.
That's
lots
awesome.
Of just
great.
Fun, realistic, interesting information and tips.
I love it. Let's talk about your upcoming book, Joy Simple Food Remedies. What inspired you to write this one?
I was listening to your intro about using food as medicine, and I was just sort of nodding, you know, in my place right now. I wanted to start the conversation about the power of food, and not just its deliciousness, but in how it can truly be curative. And as you know, eating the right foods in the right amounts can help people to manage, treat, and sometimes even reverse or cure certain ailments. So I set out to take on 20 of the most common everyday ailments that people deal with. So we're talking everything from brain fog to fatigue to belly fat, but even things like hangovers and seasonal allergies and bad breath, colds, flus, headaches. So all of these issues, I did a deep dive into the science, and I present the top five foods that could truly help you to minimize or alleviate these issues that we deal with. And then, of course, I got busy in the kitchen, and I developed these delicious recipes that incorporate these five foods for each of the chapters so that, you know, people also had delicious activities and ways to prepare them as well. So the book doesn't hit until the first week in October. But as you know, writing a book is a huge feat, especially when you're vetting through thousands and thousands and thousands of research papers. So when I hit the send button on that manuscript to the publishing house, it was just yesterday.
Wow, another feeling.
It was a happy feeling.
Yeah.
It was my fourth child.
I know.
Done.
Yeah, done.
Happy and healthy.
Yes. I know if those recipes are anything like junk food to joy food recipes, readers are in for a treat. Because it was, like I said, it remains my favorite cookbook. One thing in there you mentioned was eating salads. You know, we all consider that healthy, but most salad dressings, they're high in calories, contain artificial flavors, dyes, high fructose corn syrup. I have to say the recipe for your green goddess dressing and junk food to joy food is a regular of mine. 2 tablespoons contain just 25 calories, and you can compare that to store-bought green goddess dressings, which can have up to 130 calories. Joy, that's a huge difference.
Oh, I love that you mentioned that one. I love coming up with creative, delicious salad dressings. I do a Caesar salad that's around the same calorie mark with avocado instead of the yolk and the olive oil. There's all sorts of creative ways that you can really make delicious, indulgent foods with the same exact signature flavor and texture that you're looking for, but for a whole lot less. You know, none of the silly, excessive amounts of sodium and sugar and calories and whatnot. And then you get to eat them every single day, whenever you want.
Exactly.
Oh, and, you know, that makes me so happy that you're making my salad dressing.
Oh,
the Greek
I love it.
Goddess. Love it.
I love that. And you know what? People don't realize, you know, you hear how many calories it has, but that's not just the fattening part. The high fructose corn syrup is an obesogen.
I know.
What about sodium?
A lot of the bottled dressings right now are loaded with sodium. And I think that by the age of 50, one out of every two people have high blood pressure.
Exactly.
So sodium is a real issue. And people need to, you know, start being very thoughtful over the amounts of salts that they're taking in. So, yeah, these things are easy to put together. And you also know that, you know, I'm not into obscure ingredients. I'm not into slaving in the kitchen. So all my recipes are a snap to make. I don't want to scare anybody listening. They are simple. And that's why the new book is even called Joy's Simple Food Remedies, because I get it. You know, we're so overscheduled. We don't have time to commit to, you know, hours and hours to put things together.
Yeah. Beside a salad, what are some other seemingly healthy food items people would be shocked to learn aren't actually so healthy?
Smoothies. I think a lot of people slurp down smoothies automatically thinking that, oh, it's fruit. It's not a big deal. But if you're not making it yourself in the kitchen, you really don't know if they're putting in all sorts of simple sugary syrups. Sometimes there's a lot of fruit juice, which is a concentrated source of sugar as well. But if you whip them up at home, oh my gosh, you can use, you know, instead of added sugar, you could use frozen mango chunks or mixed berries, and ripe bananas are, I almost consider them like a secret weapon, because when your bananas start to get a little brown and spotty, and normally people would toss them in the garbage, don't toss them in the garbage, just peel them and freeze them. And then when you're ready to make a delicious smoothie, or even mash them into a pancake batter or a healthy muffin recipe, it will automatically sweeten up your beverage or your treat without having to add extra sugar. So I always, with a smoothie, I'll throw in a ripe banana. Most of the time it will be frozen. A little bit of unsweetened vanilla almond milk or low-fat cow's milk or soy milk, like whatever kind of milk that you like, just a little bit to give it some liquid. And then whatever extra fruits you want as well. And one of the greatest secrets for everybody listening to know, if you add in to your smoothie a small handful of baby spinach leaves or kale, you won't taste it in there. It's just going to amp up the nutrition in your smoothie beverage, but you won't taste it. It gets hidden and all like pureed in. So that's like a great little trick, especially if people are listening and they have little kids at home and they're trying to get more nutrition into their tummies. Just a handful of greens and you're good to go.
Awesome info. Let me ask you this. I'm a big fan of eating whole grains, as you know, but you know, there's so much decades of research showing how they help prevent type 2 diabetes, heart disease, digestive issues, even cancer. Now we have these experts scaring us, saying all grains are bad, they're a leading cause of disease. What's your opinion on the latest anti-grain diet fad?
It's just a fad. It'll go away. Like, we're too smart for this. When a diet comes out and basically says that beans or lentils or nuts or seeds or ancient grains or whole grains are bad for you, you run for the hills. You know, this is like common sense. Listen, if you end up eating mounds and mounds of whole grain pasta or you have two whole grain baguettes, you know, like the entire things each day, like that's not good. So all of these whole foods in moderation are good for you. And we have so much research, like you said, showing that by swapping from white refined grains to the whole grain good stuff, you can help to lower and manage your blood pressure and your cholesterol as well. And you wind up eating less because there's more filling fiber within it and it delivers minerals as well. So I don't think anyone should be afraid of whole grains. I think 1 to 2 servings with each meal is, you know, valiant and absolutely not just fine. It's good for you.
Right.
I agree. What is your feeling on that?
Well, you know, I've interviewed a lot of these paleo experts telling us that we should eat like a caveman, and they say that cavemen didn't eat grain and we shouldn't eat it. So I researched that for my book and I really debunked that myth, and I share forensic evidence showing we've been eating grains for 3.5 million years ago. So our ancestors did eat grains. It's been found in their teeth. So if you're looking at that as the excuse to not eat because, hey, you know, the Neanderthals didn't eat it, they did eat it, and studies show it does. Now, there are some people that have hard times with it, and I think that's a lot of that's the microbiomes. I think that we're messing those up. A lot of that's chemicals and the antibiotics and the pesticides in our food. I think that's another issue, but don't blame the food. We've been eating that food, those grains, for millions of years, and I think there's a bigger issue here. I don't think it's the food that's to blame.
No, you're totally right, but here's something that cavemen never ate. Candy bars, right? Packaged
right?
cookies.
There you
junk.
Go.
So like, you know, I think that's the takeaway when it comes to cavemen, and also look how much exercise they got. They ran everywhere. They walked everywhere. They hunted. So, you know, there's the positives to take right. from that, but it gets a little maddening when we have these charismatic, so-called experts who are passionate about something that just sort of is not the case on their soapbox, trying to spread these fake messages. So, I'm so glad that you debunked that in your book. Your book is fabulous.
Uh-oh.
And congratulations on all the awards and the accolades that you've won. It's really amazing.
Thanks. I appreciate your support with that. You've been an inspiration as well. So, you know, I appreciate that. That's good. Let me ask you this. People are able to stick to a healthy meal plan. They seem to not have a problem with that. They can follow that. It's the between the meals, those late night snacking that does them in. And you're the founder of Nourish Snacks. It's a healthier alternative for noshers like myself. Share with us the criteria that went into creating Nourish Snacks.
Sure. This was a true passion project. So, look, you know me. I'm always inventing and creating snacks for my kids and my family, my friends. Basically, my kitchen is always a mess, truly. But it's been a dream for me to be able to make them available to the masses. Snacking trips people up. It's a very, very noisy category, and it's very confusing. And we all snack. I love to snack. I'm always looking for new and interesting flavors and textures and, ways to fuel my body with healthful snacks. So I have always wanted to offer up an authentic snack line that people could trust. And it all starts in my kitchen. I mean, forever again, like I mentioned, you know, I'm concocting and inventing sort of like the mad scientist. And I know when the snacks start to disappear quickly and my family and friends are obsessing over them, that it's worthy of bringing out to the masses. So that was the whole idea behind my company, Nourish Snacks. And we started selling them online, and it did really well. And now, which is quite a pinch me moment, we've rolled out in a big way nationally. So, of course, we're available at Amazon.com, but we're also nationally in Kroger and CVS and Stop and Shop and ShopRite and Wegmans and a bunch of other stores as well. And currently, we have a sweet line and we have a savory line. So the sweet line, it's a line of granola bites. And of course, you know that I obsess over every ingredient. So there's things like whole grain oats and chia seeds and brown rice crisps in there because it's a sweet snack and I do not use any artificial sweeteners or colors or sugar alcohols or any of that junk. There's a little, you know, a fairy dusting of actual sugar in there, but just the right amount. I always say it's a whisper, not a shout. And we have flavors like coconut vanilla and blueberry apple and chocolate peanut butter, which is a popular one in my house, although I think the coconut vanilla might be my favorite this week. We have double chocolate and we have chocolate banana as well. So that's the granola bite line. And then we had customers saying, like, you have to make us a chip alternative. What about savory? So I'm super proud of our savory line, which just hit this past month. It's called Ancient Grain Crisps. And as you can imagine, it's interesting. We were just talking about the ancient grains. I have things like whole grain sorghum and quinoa and chia seeds and hemp seeds and all sorts of super, super helpful things in there. But David, I tell you, they just taste delicious. You don't even know that you're eating something healthy. It's almost a, by the way, they're also really good for you. And those flavors, I made sea salt because customers were saying that they really wanted just a plain option. And the sea salt is insanely delicious. But also we have a Texas barbecue, which I'm addicted to these days, and also a white cheddar that I think my kids would probably fight to say that that one's their favorite. But I hope you tried all of them, have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I have to tell you that I tried them all, and they disappeared, and I'm lonely without them. And in fact, I ran out 2 days ago. I have another shipment arriving, hopefully this afternoon, so they should be here this afternoon. And now that you're going through all these lists, you're making me even miss them more. So yeah, you definitely got a customer for life.
Oh, that makes me so, so happy. I'm so proud of these guys. I call them my guys.
Yeah, but you know, what's interesting is, you know, people don't associate the word snack as being synonymous with being healthy. And you've changed that. Your Nourish Snacks, like you said, they come from natural sources. They don't contain those artificial sweeteners, colors, preservatives. What I like, though, is you offer the non-GMO, gluten-free, and dairy-free snacks to accommodate pretty much everybody's needs. So anybody that likes snacks, you get in a variety because some people might not like chocolate. Some people might not like salty. You've kind of given the options.
Something for everyone, yeah. I'm already, like, you know, in the kitchen developing what will be, like, our next tier. The other thing with the ancient grain crisps, which is great for parents who need a snack for kids in a nut-free school, is that the ancient grains we're making in a nut-free facility, which was really exciting for me because I get a lot of people via social media and people writing in from NBC saying, like, oh, you know, we have a nut allergy or, you know, we're sort of at the mercy of a nut-free school, and I get it. So that was like another exciting thing for me to do.
That's true. I'm telling you, just like...
Yeah, I love it. I could play with food all day. I know you can too, right?
I definitely can. And what's interesting, you know, you turn junk food to joy food, and you've turned unhealthy snack food to nourishing nosh food. That's another
time. I love
that. Hey,
I'm all about the alliteration.
I love that. Share with the listeners. So where can they find Nourish Snacks? Is there a website they can learn more?
Yeah. So nourishsnacks.com. So that's just N-O-U-R-I-S-H, Nourish Snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S.com. But again, we're on Amazon. We are, you know, pretty much in all of the Krogers nationally, Stop and Shop, ShopRite, Wegmans, so a ton of stores right now. And also, I'm always like throwing out tips and tricks and recipes via social media. So definitely people should follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And that's easy. That's just at Joy Bauer, J-O-Y-B-A-U-E-R. We've got a great engaging and passionate community. And I know you're part of it.
Which
is awesome for
definitely.
Me.
Yeah, I follow all your great stuff. I can't end the segment without asking you something. You juggle writing books, the Today Show, your new TV show, NeuroSnacks, being a monthly columnist, the nutritionist for the New York City Ballet, and a wife and mother of three kids. I'm tired just going through that. How do you balance being such an overachiever and maintaining a healthy life? Do you meditate? Do you do yoga, acupuncture? What's your secret?
I eat well.
Really?
Eat well. You know what? And I have loads of energy. I feel great. And I work really hard at looking at the glass half full. I think being happy and being a positive person is so hugely impactful.
Yeah. And I think people like you and me, we're A types. I think that that makes us happy. I think making a difference in this world creates happiness where other people look at it as, oh, it's a lot of hard work. It's hard work, but it's so joyful. We get such benefits, you know, from hearing
it's
such
so
the
rewarding.
Testimony.
We truly do have the best jobs in the world. You know, I recently gave a commencement speech for the School of Public Health at University of Maryland, which was my alma mater. And aside from being, you know, like a true goosebump moment, I kept thinking, wait, do they have the wrong person? What am I doing up here? But one of the things that I said to them was like how truly excited I was for them now to go out into the world and make a difference. And they are about to find out that they have the best career ever. There's nothing more rewarding than walking down the street and having someone say to you, hey, you know, you changed my life. Or you saved my husband's life. Or, oh, we're incorporating all of your tips and we've never felt better. We have more energy. We're happier. We're more optimistic. Doesn't get better than that.
It really doesn't. Fantastic. Well, thanks
so much.
You're
getting me all emotional, David.
I can relate. I'm the same way. You know, it's just this love, passion relationship with food, nutrition, and just seeing the results that people get. And really, you and I create so many, you know, we ask what your aha moment is. We create aha moments, and that's my joy. I love when people's mouth drops and goes, I didn't know that. And that's just, that makes it all worthwhile. So that's great. So thanks so much for your pleasure having you on the show. We got to get you back in October. Let's get you back when this book launches.
I can't wait. I'm all yours. You tell me when.
That's great. To learn more.
And I got
to
feed you. I got to send you some snacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh, I'm hooked. I'm hooked for life.
Nora snacks to the rescue.
That's great. To learn more and to get your copy of Joy Bauer's best-selling books about weight loss, diet, and healthy eating, go to joybauer.com. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Joy's free newsletter so you can get the latest recipes, food cures, tips, and motivation delivered right to your inbox. And for more information on Nourish Snacks, you want to visit nourishsnacks.com. You can also follow Joy on Instagram and Twitter at Joy Bauer. And on Facebook, she's at Joy L. Bauer. And from my daily health tweets and posts, you can follow me at Dr. David Friedman. And on Instagram, I'm at Health Radio Doc. If you heard something today that you would like to share with someone, send them a link to this podcast so they can learn how to store their ketchup. That's important. Don't let them miss that. It's available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com and peruse our podcast library, share segments of interest with friends, family, coworkers, and on social media. This information is too important to keep to yourself, so share, share, share. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iHeartRadio and iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.